Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Gauranga Mahaprabhu attempts to travel to Vrindavan, Vrindavan Yatra Gamana, Vrindavan Gamanam, Leela. And along the way, passing from Orissa at the border, his advisors at the border of Orissa and Bihar, or Bengal, one of the two, it was quite dangerous there because the ruling governor of that area was one Muslim king, and one of his characteristics was he was always drunk. He was a drunkard. Some people are drunk, it's very difficult to understand what they'll do next. Their behavior is unpredictable. So he was forewarned by the Raj Adhikari, the secretary of his well-wisher, King Prataparudra, that you're leaving the sanctified, protected territory of Utkal Kalinga, which is under the dominion of King Prataparudra, who is your devout follower, and going into dangerous territory. So please wait for some time till we can adjust the situation. This was the advice of the personal secretary of the king of Orissa, Maharaj Prataparudra. In the course of events, the Muslim governor has his spies, and one spy went there to the camp, apparently unnoticed, but he wasn't detected, but he detected something extraordinary. He had darshan of Lord Gauranga and his associates dancing and crying in ecstasy. And he became transformed. He became full of bhav, full of intense loving attachments for Krishna. When he went back to report his findings to the Muslim governor, then it was discovered that he had become converted. He himself had become converted to Gauri Vaishnavism. And he was saying to the Muslim governor, he's Ishvara. This Gauranga, he is Ishvara. He is the Ishvara that we worship as Allah. He is that Allah. He is that Ram. He is Krishna. He is God. I have seen. So he was converted. And then the king, simply by hearing about the glories of Gauranga and seeing the incredible transformation of his servant, his mind changed and he became favorable and receptive and supportive of this sannyasi who had just now was about to enter his domain. So then he sent his Vishwas Appan, his personal secretary, returned to the meet Lord Chaitanya. So this is the position that Gauranga has returned. The servant has come back to Gauranga and there's some dialogue. And then the servant of the governor is saying that my master, the Muslim governor, wants to meet your lord, Gauranga. He's very curious, very attracted. Is it possible? And that's where we left off. He sent me there for this purpose. So let's start. Tumi jadi agya deha etake asya Yavana Adhikari Jaya Prabhu Ke Miliya. He said to the followers of Gauranga, his intimates, if you all agree, then the Muslim governor of this region will come here to meet your Mahaprabhu and then return. Bahut Utkanta Tanra Karijache Vinay Tomasanaye Sondi Nahi Juda Bhai. He's utkanta. He has rag, purva rag, utkantita. He's eager, I'm eager. Who is this Mahaprabhu, this great saint who has such transformational powers? Takes a Muslim, makes him a Hindu just by seeing him. Takes a Muslim and fills him full of bhav and creates automatic attraction for the chanting of the holy name. Who is this amazing mendicant about to enter my kingdom? I'm very utkanta, very eager and anxious to have his darshan, myself. My mind has changed. I'm becoming favorable. Ordinarily, I would imprison such a person if he comes to my kingdom. Now I want to go meet him. The king wants to... The governor doesn't go meet anyone. The governor means the king of a region. Everyone goes... The prime minister comes to your house or you go to his house? The ministers go to see the prime minister. He doesn't visit them. You want to talk to me? Come here. So now... That's big change. He's a sannyasi. There's millions of sannyasis in India. Sadhu sannyasi. So what? Who are you? I'm the governor. Why should I meet you? But I want to. Not only, I don't mind meeting him. No, I want to see him. I want to meet him. Utkanta, utkanta. Where is he? Take me, take me. You have to get permission. But then he says, he's very eager. And he has submitted this petition. Vinay, which means humble. Vinay, karajache, karyache Vinay. He submitted this humble petition with great respect. He's becoming shishya. Tadvidi pranipatena. He's always a saint. He's a guru. And my secretary is saying he's not only a saint and a guru and lots of Shakti and Prabhupada, but he's God. My representative is saying he's Ishwar, he's Allah. Allah's come, Allah's about to enter my kingdom. Who cares? Why should I go see him? He cares very much. He's eager, he's respectful, he's surrendered, he's submissive. He's becoming a shishya. And he goes on to describe, my dear friends of Mahaprabhu, this is a gesture, a peace gesture. Proposal of peaceful relations with the king of Utkal, who is represented by the Raj Adhikari, who is in the Sangha of Lord Chaitanya as the king's representative. So I am the ambassador, a peace ambassador. It happens often. Pakistan, India are about to go to war, then someone comes back and we're cool down, don't blow us up, this, that. Let's negotiate. We won't terrorize you so much. You need not fear that we will attack you. Nahi yudhapai, yudha, yudhastir, yudha, yudhapai. Don't be afraid. Our intentions are pure and deep and transparent. We won't trick you or double-cross you, as they say. You double-cross me, tong. The movies, mafia, hey, you double-crossed me. I know who I am, tong, tong. Oh, well, I won't do that again. Not in this life. So they hear this. The Muslim governor wants to come and meet Mahaprabhu. And he's proposing peace negotiations with the king of Orissa. Now that's Prabhav. His already mind has changed so much he wants to meet the sannyasi. His mind has changed so much he wants to declare peace with his warring enemy, the Utkal Kalinga king, Prataprudra. Now he says, okay, the war is over. Love, 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 love. Love washes away hate. Love washes away bhed, difference. We are one in love. We are brothers in love. I'm not a Muslim, you're not a Hindu. I'm not a governor, you're not a sannyasi. We are all Naham vipro na cha narapatir napi vaishana shudro Naham valina cha griha patir no vanashto yatir va Kintu prodya nikala paramananda puram nabrita ter gopi vartu parakamalara das, das, nano das. I am Ishwara das, Allah Ishwara das. You are Radha Krishna Ishwara das, das, nano das. Let us meet. Let us be peaceful. Let us be friends. Let's exchange love, peace, happiness. When they say love, they say peace. When they say love and peace, they say happiness. Yes? Love, peace, happiness. They usually go together, no? If you have, can you have peace without love? Can you have love without peace? Either way you go, the three are necessary. Love, peace, and happiness. One generates the other, one depends on the other. They're interdependent. Oh, I am in love with you. Like, I want to fight you. Then there's no peace. I'm in love with you, but you make me angry. I get no happiness from you. What is that? It's ridiculous. Love, peace, and happiness. So peace, I want to make peace negotiations. Toma sane sandhi. A sandhi. Sandhi means Let's balance. Let's see eye to eye. Let's. A peace gesture is a love gesture. Oh, I want to love you and serve you for your whole life. That means I want to make you peaceful and remove your anxiety. And I want to fill you with happiness. And I'm also anticipating you'll do the same for me if we combine together. As friends, as lovers, as husband, wife, as servant, as master, as guru, as disciple. It's all about love, peace and happiness. How do they reply? What do they think? What do they make of it? What do you think? What would you make of it? Yeah, right. We really want to make peace with you. You're killing the cow. You're killing our mother, and you want us to make peace with you? You're killing and eating our mother, and you want us to love you? You're killing and eating our mother. You think you'll make us happy if I see you? You're a Muslim. What do you eat? Haribo, Daigur. Go Mata. Shuni maha pacha kahe hana vismai madhya yavanera chitta acheke karai. Upon hearing this proposal, the Rajadikari, the secretary of King Prataparudra, the Mahapatra, he was very much vismai. He was bewildered, amazed, astonished. I don't believe it. Can you trust an enemy? Can you trust the cobra? Yeah, the cobras are nice. No, this is a nice cobra. He's shiny. He's very shiny. The other one's not so shiny. He's very shiny. He has a nice coat. You know, he's got some coconut oil on his back. He looks very shiny. He stumbled in the kitchen, knocked over some coconut oil. He looks so shiny. You can trust. Come on, put him in your room. It's nice. Lock the door. Go to sleep. It's okay. You can't trust an enemy. You can't trust a viper, a cobra. And we can't trust our senses because they're like five. Five cobras. And we're trying to, come on, we're trying to go like this. Do, 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 do. We're trying to play a shanai or a flute to keep those guys under control. But they can, ha! Hey! Do, 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 do. Hey! Listen, boys. Yeah, relax. Try to control. And they say, we're going to bite you. And they say, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. They go, oh, ah, what is he saying? And they all go like this, oh. And then they bound out and they don't give effect. Because snakes love to bite and they love the sound of music, but they can't stand Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. So when you chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, then all the snakes of desire, they just submit, they surrender, they sleep. They become Kaliya, put their heads down and run off to Ramanakan Island, run off to Fiji, bite somebody else. Your lust will bite somebody else when you transcend it. Your greed will bite somebody else when you transcend it. Your enemy will bite somebody else when you transcend it. He's astonished. What did he think? Who is he talking about? Everyone knows, and I know very well, and so does my master, King Prataparudra. This Muslim governor is a drunkard. Who has the power to change his mind? Wife cannot change the mind of an alcoholic, can she? No. Mother cannot change the mind of an alcoholic. Alcoholic means a drunkard, addicted to whiskey, this, that. His lover cannot change because he's addicted. You understand? So addiction and mind changing are incompatible. He's a drunkard. What? Who has changed his mind? Apane Mahaprabhu, Tanraman Firaila, Darshani Smarani Yandra Jagat Tarila. It must be the influence of Mahaprabhu who has changed a Muslim's mind. Man Firaila, Darshan Smarani Yandra Jagat Tarila. If someone simply remembers the Darshan of Mahaprabhu, remembers ever seeing Mahaprabhu, if he remembers that, then he can Jagat Tarana. He can deliver the whole universe. Jagat Tarila. Tarani, that's the name for Durga also. Tarani, who's Tarani? Oh, Tarani, get me out of here. Oh, God is Durga. Another name for Durga is Tarani, means to deliver from samsara. But usually they say, oh, Tarani, give me more samsara. Dhanam Dehi, Janam Dehi. Give me money, followers. Dhanam, followers. Pratishtha Dehi, position. Tarani Ma. Ma Tarani, He has many names. So he's saying, nobody can change a drunkard, not husband, wife, lover, friend, boss, employer. Please stop this drinking habit. You're late for work. You're so valuable. Just give this up. How many employers have been fighting with drunken employees? It's a big problem. So he's saying no worldly, lokic person can change the mind of a drunkard Muslim. Only God can change it. And similarly, no one in this world can change our mind from Maya. Only God can change it. And God's representative. He has that Shakti Prabhav. Nityananda Shakti, Radharani Shakti, Bhakti Shakti. The mercy of Nityananda for Kali Yuga and the love and compassion of Radharani combined together. This is the preacher. Because he's a Bhakti Pracharak. Bhakti Pracharak. Only he can change the mind. That's what the Guru does. He gives a Seva Vasana. Bija means Bhakti. We have Ananda Shakti within our heart. It reaches to Brahman and stops there. Ah, that's nice. I'm happy. Jiva has that potential. Sachit Anand. Anuchit. Anu Anand. Then Guru comes. He's Bhakta. So then he gives Seva Vasana. Oh, because Seva will give you Prema. Meditation, Gyan, Yoga. I'll give you Brahman. Anand, Paramanand. But only Seva will give Prema. And the Prem Seva, the engagement of the Prem Seva, that's the Kripa Shakti Murti of Guru. He gives love. He gives a ticket out. It must be Mahaprabhu who has changed the Muslim's mind due to his presence, due to his darshan. Even due to his remembrance. So the devotee, the Vaishnav, the Jagannath, he's a devotee of Jagannath. He's a Raj Adhikari. Prachapurud is a pure devotee of Jagannath. He's a king. He's a pujari, practically speaking. He's in charge of the puja, everything. He's under him. He dreams of Jagannath. Jagannath said, do this, and we do it. Jagannath says, attack this kingdom. Attack it. Get that Manikya throne of the king in South India. So he attacked that kingdom just to get the throne, to offer that diamond jeweled color Manikya Nisingasan, to get that Nisingasan to offer to the Jagannath. This Leela is there. Jagannath says, I want that. I want a beautiful throne. So he attacked. This is the king's bhakti. And so he's going to hire a devotee. Like if you're a Hindu employer, you're going to hire Hindu workers, usually. That's his general thing. Like-minded people, isn't it? If they're expertise, then you overlook all that. That doesn't matter, ultimately. I mean, it shouldn't matter, but it may matter to some people. And I'm not paying money. You know, it's their own bob. It's the expertise. We don't in America, they don't say, what's your religion? They don't care what you are. You know what to do? Do it. But in India, they make these discretionary decisions. Because in India, there's more bob and less science. I don't like your kind. You can't work here. But I have a PhD in computers. And I have overseas training. Anyway, shall I go? India functions on a different... Friendship and Bob, that's India. If you're not friendly, you have no Bob, don't come to India. You won't make it. He's thinking... So then, now the secretary, he's observing this, that only Lord Chaitanya could change his mind of this wicked, drunken governor. But then he steps back and says, this Mahaprabhu was so amazing. Now he's doing Mahima. Now he's doing Kata, Hari Kata, the same person. Because he's a devotee. So devotees make observations, and then they contemplate and draw something for themselves. And they make observations, they contemplate, and they draw something to distribute to others. Pracharak, they preach. They experience a realization in their own lives. It's for them. But then realization is powerful, profound, and applicable to others. They say, hey, listen, it's like this. I was married, it's like this. Acha. Oh, you went through it too. Yeah. You know. Watch this, watch that. So he's saying, I've observed this. And then he's saying, listen, hello, everyone. Do you realize how powerful, this is one example of how powerful Mahaprabhu is. He took one Muslim governor, turned him upside down. Just by hearing him, he heard, Muslim governor heard about, didn't even see Lord Garanga, heard about him. So he's saying, Lord Gauranga has such power, darshane smarane jagatarayila. The king is still in a world. He didn't get liberated. He hasn't even met him. He's saying, do you know who this Mahaprabhu is? It's simply by remembering him, remembering his darshan, you can get liberated from birth and death. Darshana smarane janra jagatarila. It says, remembering his darshan. And that same principle is told in Padma Puran. That, and it's in one of our books also, that by Vaishnav Smaran, we remember Rupa Manjari, we remember Rupa Goswami. So what happens? Nothing? We're wasting our time? So much happens. Depends how deep your memory is, how deep your surrender is behind that memory, how deep your sincerity is behind that remembrance. Then it can be so powerful, the remembrance can become darshan. Prabhupada was in his kitchen in Radhadamodar, 1963, alone, Nirjan Bhajan, Nibritta place, quiet place. And he was writing, preaching through his Bhakti Godhead and his Bhagavad Darshan, Hindi and English, both. And studying and so many things. Meeting with Goswamis from Radharaman, and taking darshan regularly of Radharaman, and Shamsundar and Damodar. Jamuna Snan every day, as he said, when he lived there. These, especially these, and often Govindaji, he would regularly take Radha Shamsundar, Damodar obviously, then over to Radharaman, and over to Govindaji temple. Govindaji, of course, is his life and soul. And Radharaman is his heart. One time, I was sitting there in his kitchen at Radhadamodar, and he was looking out the jalousie window, the lattice work stone window of his kitchen, gazing at, directly at the samadhi, backside of the samadhi of Rupa Goswami. And he was praying, "Oh, Rupa Goswami Pad, oh, Prabhupada," because he's also called Prabhupada. Rupa Goswami Prabhupada. Prabhupada wasn't called Prabhupada then. He was A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami. So he says, "Oh, Sri Rupa Goswami Prabhupada, Prabhupada, Rupa Goswami Prabhupada. My Guru Maharaj asked me to speak in English language. He did not ask Prabhupada to go to America. He said, please, you preach in English language. How can I do this? I'm 68 years old and my body is not so well." At that very time he was writing verse by verse translations and commentaries on Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. And he was preparing the manuscripts. And they're about to be submitted for printing in the Back to Godhead. That this is there. So then he was absorbed in Rupa Goswami's mercy and this ocean of devotion. How will I bring this ocean of devotion to America? Or he was thinking the West, and then somehow at some point, which I can't recall, there's a story, he got the idea America, because they're the main controllers of the world, at least at that time. And I want to go to the heart, Maya's heart. So this kind of absorption in prayer and remembering, deeply remembering Rupa Goswami Pad, and deeply praying with all sincerity and all dedication and all surrender and all commitment, fully committed to the teachings of Nectar of Instruction, Bhaccha Vegam, Anasakrota Vegam, Jiva Veda, Gunapasta Vegam, fully committed to the Rupanuga Dhara, to that line of teachings, that Mantri Bhav, that beautiful, sweet service of the lotus feet of Radharani, which Rupa Goswami propagated on behalf of Lord Chaitanya. He was totally dedicated to the Rupanugadhara, that current, that line of sweet Sevata Radha. Absorbed with all these internal qualities and moods and mellows and praying and remembering Rupa Goswami, what happened? Darshan. Sakshatkar. Rupa Goswami appeared to Prabhupada in the kitchen at Radhadamar in 1964-63. Prabhupada saw and he revealed his mind to a couple disciples. And then they told me and they said, don't put it in your book, but it's there. And then later it came out and a painting was made and so many things. But that was back in 1990. But now, he said, listen, Bhaktivedanta, you go to the West. You preach the teachings of Bhagavatam and the Six Goswamis, and you'll be fully successful. And all of our blessings will be with you. Guaranteed. So, Prabhupada continued to produce the nectar of the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. Then when he got to New York, the first thing he just kept working day and night in New York, 66, 67, 68, and then 1969 published. So this is an example of this verse. The Raj Adhikari, the secretary of Pratyaprabhuja, was saying that he's pronouncing to the world, Darshane Smarane Jagatarila. By remembering the darshan of Mahaprabhu, you can get liberated. By remembering the darshan of a great saint, Padma Prana was telling as I initiated a discussion, simply by remembering them, you're not seeing them, you're remembering Rupa Goswami. One sixth of their sukriti, bhakti sukriti, their realization, their purity, comes from their heart and enters your heart and rests there and purifies your heart by remembering Mahajans and great souls, whom you've met, whom you've heard about, whom you're surrendered to, whom you serve. That's the power of Smaran, Vaishnav Smaran. And it can be so intense if your remembrance has a proper backing and a proper mood and a proper attitude of dedication, all the things I mentioned, then you can get darshan, as our Srila Prabhupada had darshan of Srila Rupa Goswami Pad. It's a fact, it's real, it's not made up. It's told here, darshana smarane jagatarile. Darshan smaran, smaran darshan. They go this way, that way. The advanced sadhak, Raghunuga sadhaka, what does he do? How does he pass his day? Astakaliya lila smaran. Chanting in the background of his mind, mala. Upamsu, mala or manasik mala. Very soft, whispering. No one can hear. Lip, tongue moving, but no sound. That's upamsu. Then manasik is, even tongue is not moving. Very difficult. Everyone says, oh, I'm doing manasik japa. But you'll see your tongue is going like this. This is not permitted. This is not manasa. There's vritti. There's manovritti. The mind, the functions of the mind are disturbed. There's big shape. Distraction. If you study yoga, when they do Raj Yoga, then even the tongue can't move. Mudra, pranayama, only the breath moves, and there's no sound of the breath, and so many things to follow the flow of the pran. But the tongue becomes passive. Not touching the roof of the mouth. You'll see. You try chanting manasik japa, and you'll see that it's not so. The actual practice is not. The tongue will go to the roof of the mouth. The tongue will move. The tongue will curl like this. Because only that really true manasik japa, we try and we practice, is good when we should. A true manasik japa comes at the platform of asakti, because the mind is totally shud. It's like a lamp. You heard this in Bhagavad Gita? The meditating yogi, his mind should be like a lamp, the flame of a lamp in a windless place. It should be like a mountain lake, 4,000 meters above the ground, no wind, totally like this. The lake of the mind, this analogy is often used in yoga, the lake of the mind, no ripples. That's the desire state. So those type of advanced sadhakas, when they do Astakaliya Lila Smaran and chant the holy name in the background, no movement, just manasik, then they meditate in Lila, then that Smaran, Lila Smaran, produces darshan. They have Lila darshan, Lila pravesh. They enter Lila and have what is called spurti, Visporti, Sakshat Darshan. Sporti begins at the level of Bhav, middle point, and then goes to Visporti, higher level, touching Prem. Then Prema only at Sakshat. So this means that from Smaran, Darshan can be produced. You understand? And from Darshan, remembrance is produced. So he had Darshan, you can remember. And if you remember the Darshan, so much benefit. Darshan, what does Darshan mean? Darshan means to see a person. Darshan means philosophy. Darshan means shiksha, teachings. Darshan smarne jagatarila, it can also mean, it means that if you remember the teachings of Rupa Goswami and surrender to them, then you get liberated. Darshan smarane. Darshan, philosophy, shiksha, upadeshamrita, remember, surrender, follow, dedicate, absorb, realize. Tadatmika, shiksha tadatmika. Then what do you get? Tarila. Liberated from kam, krodh, lo, moha, matsarya, liberated from triguna, liberated from upadis, and then liberated from this maya jagat, devi dham. Then haridham prapti, vaikuntha prapti, golok prapti, nityaseva prapti, siradeya prapti. So much. Darshan smarane jagatarila. So this is the glories of Mahaprabhu, but still, that's the adiatmik vichara. Anyadi Bhotik Vichara. Now, back to the Leela. What's happening there? There's the Lord and his Parishads, and there's the protagonist and antagonist, the hero and the anti-hero. There's a Muslim and there's a Hindu, and it sounds like really contemporary, right? And then there's the Hindu king of Puri and the Muslim governor and his secretary and that secretary. And then there's the sannyasi, and what will happen? And will it be turn out good or bad or this or that? That's the Leela. Etabali vishwasere kahila vachan bhagyatan rasi karuk prabhudharashan. After thinking like this very deeply, the Mahapatra secretary, King Prataparudra, immediately informed the Muslim secretary, "It is a great fortune for your governor. Bhagyatan rasi karuk prabhudharashan. Let him come visit Mahaprabhu. Patita kariye jadi nirastra han nir astra. Patita kariye jadi nir astra han asibeka pancha sata britya sange lan. Nir astra. You know astra? Brahmastra. You heard Brahmastra? Mahabharata, Brahmastra. That means the light of Brahman. The power of Brahman effulgence. You can light up the whole universe when you release that. The fire of 10,000 suns, Brahmastra. Brahmastra, weapon. So he says, Nirastra, no weapons. No mood of aggression. You say peace, no weapons. You say peace, no aggression. These are the conditions. Howard, let me make you understand that if he can come here, no weapons, he may bring with him some britya, 5 or 7 servants, because the king has his entourage, his cook and this and that, so many things. Servants, not bodyguards. Servants, not an army. Vishwasyana tanhare sa kala kahila Hindu vesha dadi se yavana aila. Very interesting. Hindu Vaishadhari. Hindu Vaishadhari. Just see the fun. You're wearing t-shirt and Levi's. And hot pants and tank top. Modern man and woman. Meet a devotee. Consciousness changes. Heart transforms. Then what happens externally? Change of vesh. You start holding dari, a different vesh. Tank top becomes choli. Hot pants becomes sari. Levi's becomes dhoti. Denim jacket becomes kurta. Black leather jacket, for that matter. black leather, cut off black leather jacket becomes silk kurta. I mean, after all, yeah, can't just go too far down. I want the best kurta I have. What do you have? Silk, with gold buttons. Yeah, now I'm a devotee. I have to my style. I have my style. I want a little special stitching on the shoulder, so I show my hair on my shoulder. It's very stylish, you know. You make stitching so that this cloth is going together, but by thread, so you can see my hairy shoulders because I'm such a cool guy. That was a very popular fashion in some institutions. Never saw Prabhupada wear it like that or Bhaktisiddhanta, but we have a way of, you know, modifying and improving everything because we're so smart. So then, similarly, the secretary returned to the Muslim governor, gave him the information. He did not, now just see the vichara, the consideration of the Muslim governor. It's one thing to come. I'm a king, I'm a governor, I'll come with my royal staff and all my regalia, my crown, my whole entourage, and my palanquin, my chariot. Why should I? You're coming to the Hare Krishna temple on Sunday. You have to put down your, come in a dhoti and kurta. Do we ask our people to do that? No. We say, come as you are. And do we? We don't enforce that. And they show up one day in a dhoti and a kurta. Oh, what happened to you? Where's your black leather jacket? Oh, I thought maybe it's not a good idea to come to the temple with a dead cow on your back. You know, having a dead cow on your back is not such a good idea. Well, now you're making progress. Very good. It's voluntary, his realization. So now this king, there's many reasons, obviously, but he's thinking, first you change your mind, you change your consciousness and heart, then you change your life style, right? I was non-veg, now I'm veg. I was rock and roll, now it's kirtan. I was nonsense clothes. Now it's Vaishnavi dress. You change. The same progression is happening to the king. He was preached to. He didn't see God. Show me God and I'll surrender. He didn't see God. Lord Chaitanya is God. And his secretary said, you didn't see God, I did. That's a guru. Guru says, you didn't see God, I did. So the secretary came back and say, you didn't see God, I did, and I know he's Ishvara. You know he's Ishvara. So what? I didn't see. Now I want to see. If I see and he's Ishvara, then we're in agreement. So now he's preaching to the king. He's Ishvara. I saw. I was transformed. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Yeah, you're really gone crazy. You came back chanting Hare Krishna, crying and this and that. So the king became affected, the Muslim king, the governor. So then he says, well, okay, I'm going to Hare Krishna temple. Change my dress. Hindu Vesha Dadi. They don't understand what this all means. It's unbelievable. Dress is you. Dress is your varna. Dress is your ashram. Dress is your upadi. Your dress is as much as important to you as everything else. It's even part of the Pancha Sanskaras. To become Vaishnav in Pancharachika Diksha, you must change. Change your look. Tilak, Urdhva Pandra becomes an eternal part of your dress. Dhoti Kurta, okay, but Urdhva Pandra, this is Pancha Sanskara. From animal to human, from human to liberated Mahajan or Sadak. You know this Pancha Sanskara. Na, mantra, Urdhva Pandra, Yaga, Puja. So now he's putting it. It's so, we say, I change your dress. Sometimes I go to a costume party and I dress up as a monster. Ha! We have modern costume parties. This is 500 years ago? But that can mean that. But it can also mean that he doesn't want anybody to see that he went to meet with a Hindu mendicant. It will be bad for my PR. Bad for my press, so I'm going to put on a mustache. I want to go in the Jagannath temple. If I go in with a shaved head and this Hare Krishna outfit, they'll get me at the door and bust me. So I go to Calcutta and I buy a wig, long hair wig. And then I get some Karmi clothes and I buy one cheap camera hanging around my neck. And you just go right into the temple. And they say, oh, no camera. So you leave your camera there. Yeah, I keep my camera. And you look something Indian, this that, Italian, Spanish, this that, whatever. Or Bhaktatirtha Swami, he was dark-skinned, and he went at night. And Jagannath wanted to see him. Jagannath wanted to see him. So, yeah, everything's just open. I just walk through. Obviously, he's an American person. He's not an Indian. He's with Krishna now. Jagannath wanted to see him. But he also dressed in, he was a sannyasi guru. He dressed in regular dress, like a tourist. Had a hat, or did he left his hat? I know he grew his hair, this, that. I met him. He's my god brother. I know him. He told me afterwards. So he disguised himself so he could have darshan. No one would know. No one would catch him. So similarly, the governor's thinking, I better disguise myself so no one catches me. That's one angle. So let's find out what Lord Chaitanya thinks of it all. Tomorrow?